This is called a clock. Love the way that woman sings, Baby Washington. She has such a...
Hello, Rocky Doo-Wop. How you doing?
Doing nothing.
What's doing?
Nothing much.
Nothing much, huh?
No, just enjoying the holiday.
Just enjoying the holiday. You got a long holiday, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm taking advantage of it, too.
I'm pushed to it, boss. You're missing summer vacations from school. That was a boss, you know?
Oh,
yeah. Got some requests?
Yeah, Selfish one to Ron on Trinita. Let me see. I gave away my boy's identity.
Oh,
and the girl's all right with me, to Andrew. And say, here's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, meaning Friday.
Yeah.
I want you to, every time you play that record, say, this is dedicated to Andrew.
If I can remember.
Right, it's on the record.
No, I'm going to be at a record.
Yeah, it's going to be important.
I'm doing a record hop tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what
I want. Those things are pretty live.
Yeah, so you know, you write all around the record and say, this is dedicated to Andrew.
What was the name of the record now? You forgot yourself.
The girl's all right with me.
Okay, buddy.
Now you do that for me.
I'm
Rodney ain't going to be the only one you're going to have to fight.
Uh-uh. Well, I know I remember it now.
Okay.
10-4.
Bye.
WVLN, hello.
Hi.
Uh-huh.
This is Linda Russell.
Hello, Linda. Where are you from?
CVS.
CBS?
Uh-huh, you know we called in yesterday, Julia Parks?
Oh, yeah.
She's mad.
Mad?
Uh-huh, she's mad at me, you know why?
Why?
Because I said you didn't want to speak to her, and I was only kidding.
Oh, well, don't involve me now.
Well, you got plenty to do with it.
I'm only a tall, skinny disc jockey working down here at WVLN.
Oh, well, you have caused a lot of trouble then.
Well, where is she now?
She's here. You want to speak to her?
Okay, I'll talk to her.
Julia, pick up the phone. Hey, I'm
My
girl.
Goodness. Sure talk rough. Pick up the
she
phone.
She don't want to talk.
Now she doesn't want to talk.
Uh-huh.
Well, ain't that just like a woman?
Huh?
Ain't that just like a woman?
Oh, well, I'm not going to say nothing because I'm one of my own self.
Well, I'm pushed to that. But I ain't got nothing. All this. It takes another woman to understand one.
Oh, really?
You really? Don't you put me in that.
Well, you're in it. You stopped the whole thing, you know.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, shoot. As long as she don't bother me, that's all right.
I promise never.
It's all right.
Baggy pants, Bo Diddley, and it's all right. Joanne, baby. The Vondells are next in line with Lenora.
Nevermore.
pretty good poem and a very fine motion picture. The Raven, starring Peter Lorre, who has now since...
A young blonde girl walked into Smokey Joe's and announced that she was Snow White. Smokey Joe, he turned up his eyebrows and said, "What can I do for you?"
"You and me, together. I vowed never to do you wrong. And she'll always keep you happy.
Together.
Now, dear, the thing that I need are very few. But there is one thing that I demand of you. Just be true to me. Just be true." You know that if you should leave me, it would hurt me so. No. I've given you all of me and plan to give even more, baby. My true love and a sweet affection, and there's even more in store,
baby.
Now all these things for you are all I do, and I need nothing in return. Just as long as you just be true to me, just be true to me.
Boy, that Gene Chandler, he's got a heck of a song there. That's one that's titled Just Be True. Herbert Rogers, Kent, here I...
Oh, oh, how you lie. You pull the best one. Oh, how I cry.
You said we would always be together.
You find,
I know now.
Those are the VIP, and you pull the fast one. You know, VIP means very important person.
Please don't leave me all by myself. I
Where Did Our Love Go? Done for you by the Supremes. Herbert Rogers, Kent, the ugliest, the tallest, the skinniest, the most lopsided disc jockey in the city of Chicago, but we got the most mellow jams. You better believe that right here on Chicago's number one station, WVON. Lance next in line singing It Ain't No Use. It Ain't No Use, Major Lance, and we segue from that to the soul reps and soul food, which reminds me I'm hungry. I was to the zoo today. I saw a baboon. Boy, what I'd like to tell you about this baboon, I can't tell you on the radio. I think that's the most peculiar animal I've ever seen in my life. If I hadn't seen it, I wouldn't believe it. I saw a porcupine. And I saw an ape. I swear this ape looked just like Rodney Jones, but he was bigger and more powerful than Rodney Jones ever thought he could be. You know, an ape is nothing but muscle. And he's got a great big head. It looked like he ought to wear a size 42 hat. And his feet are just like hands. And he weighs 500 pounds. And boy, does he eat chitlins. 9 o'clock in Chicago. Let's talk to you on the cool line.
WVON Cicero.
Like you built
Selfish One, Jackie Ross. We played that for the tree who has a terrible problem. And I don't know whether I should talk about this on the radio or not. His mother told him go cut some ham in the pan, and he cut it against the grain, and it came out looking like dog food. So I told him that, you know, you have to cut the thing on the bias, so to speak, because if you don't, you make your ham real tough. And that's not good at all. That's a real problem, especially when you're hungry. And if you have cavities in your teeth or you have false...